The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective.
Hey everyone, this is Mo Twister, and you're listening to the Kingdom Podcast with the voice, DJ Yuki.
That was the OG, Mo Twister, promoting this podcast. If you like Korean pop culture, or know someone who does, then get into it, and visit our Facebook, Twitter and Instagram pages at the Kingdom Pod PH.
We're proud to tell you that this is one of the premier shows to go to for your weekly dose of K-pop, so drop everything and listen to The Kingdom Podcast, available in all your podcast streaming platforms.
Join us!
You're tuned into the Balut Kiki Project.
It's another day, it's another project. I am Mel, and welcome to the Balut Kiki Project.
I am Jeff, and we give you banter for the boys and the girls and us freaks in the middle. And for this project, a Kiki for Pinoy movie fans as well.
Yes. If this is your first time joining us, weird lang. Kasi mas nauna nyo pang naklik yung finale ng Four Queers and Four Queens. Mm-hmm. So this means don't forget to listen to part one or yung unang yugto of this project.
Yep.
And while you're here, please click the like, follow, and subscribe button na din para all in one go na. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, please leave us a rating and a review. Leave us some love.
Or you can leave us a message or an audio message.
Yes.
Pwede mag-leave ng audio message,
yes,
on our website,
voice,
which is www.balutkiki.com. Or send us an email like all the others at balutkiki@gmail.com.
Yes, we love hearing from you guys.
We do.
Jeff, like we said in the intro, the Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of the Bunk Collective, a vibrant group of Filipino podcasters. I love
yes.
it. They're so fun.
Yeah, so binabati po namin ang aming mga kabang, mga bangkla. Mga bangkla, ano na. So we love you and thanks for taking care of us. Kasi di ba, Mel, sobrang support
na
nila
true.
Sa atin.
Super
natin
duper.
Alam yung ginagawa natin. So thanks for bearing with us, mga bangkla.
Mga baby podcasters.
Baby podcasters, yeah.
That's true. So welcome to the finale of our Four Queers and Four Queens episode. And thank you all for those who listened to part one or unang yugto ng episode na to. It was very well received.
Yes.
And we hope that you like this finale episode as much.
I think they will.
Yeah. I really enjoyed recording that. Jeff, that only means madami pa din talagang nagmamahal at tagahanga ang four queens natin na sila Vilma, Nora, Sharon, at Maricel.
Yes. And again, we'd like to repeat na yung project na to is katuwaan lang kasi nga parang very coincidental. Actually, serendipitous na kaming apat ay talagang fans, talagang diehard fans ng apat na queens.
And yeah, that's
again,
true.
But we'd just like to say na this is not a definitive take din, no, on the best movies or the kung ano man yung pangyayari sa buhay ni Vilma, Nora, Sharon, and Maricel. So, it's a personal take dito sa podcast. Yeah, but thank you for all of those who wrote us na nagustuhan nila yung project na yun. So we love doing it. So
we had so much fun. So here is the finale of our project, Four Queers, Four Queens, here on your favorite podcast, the Balut Kiki Project.
We are serving you unadulterated Balut Kiki in 5, 6, 7.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yung round table, ito na. I think it's right to do this part because I can see na you're all passionate about your own queens. And ito, free-flowing discussion na to sa atin, no? So first, as a fan of your queen, what do you admire about the other queen?
The rival queen.
The rival queen, Maricel.
Okay. Yun, yung talagang financial management skill niya is remarkable. I mean, it should be an inspiration to all other actresses para maging mas sustained yung kinikita nila.
Mm-hmm.
With Vilma Santos, yung with Maring V, with Ate V, is her yung determination to get from showbiz to politics, and both really made an impression sa kanya na she made her legacy in the two sides of the coin. Si Ate Guy, historical icon si Ate Guy. I mean, that should all other actors and actresses should aspire for. Na meron kang, when you talk about, even if it's about your name, it's about excellence, it's about achievement sa industry na pinili mo.
Vilma? Can you say?
About ni Kumare. Ano, at some point naman si Nora tsaka si Vilma naging friends na rin after nilang ma-realize na, Diyos ko, hindi naman tatapos yung mga rivalry niya. Si Ate Guy, yung ano din niya, talaga yung resiliency niya, talaga. Tsaka yung ano, sobrang generous siya to the point na parang feeling mo, ikaw as outsider doon sa buhay niya. Hmm. May kinikita pa ba si Ate Guy? Ang ano niya, ang luwag niya sa pera. So alam mo yung parang, ang simple niya, nakita ko siya personal, nakita ko siya talaga siya, hinabol ko talaga siya, promise. Hmm. Dahil,
super ingit ako sa'yo nung bes.
Alam mo, pag isinama mo si Nora that time sa maraming tao at hindi siya kilala, hindi mo siya mapapansin. Ang lolo profile niya, hindi mo alam ko branded yung suot niya. Parang jean jacket lang yung suot niya. Tsaka jean. Bakala hindi na ako nahihinabol ko tuloy. Tsaka Ate Guy pa selfie. Kasi yun. And sobrang ingit din ako nung yung friends ko nagkaroon sila ng movie. Kasi isa sa mga bucket list ko na either sa apat ni na makasama ko sana sa movie. And syempre isa si Nora Uno. Kahit na Bill Mania ako siya. Yun yung ano ko. And si Sharon din, same with Nora. Well off siya. Tsaka sobrang generous niya. Sobrang, alam mo, parang walang masamang tinapay. To the point na tinatawag na siyang plastic lagi. Kasi, ganun siya eh. Talagang sobrang friendly talaga siya. Mm-hmm. Sa totoo lang. Si Marisa, siyempre, sasabihin mo, mataray, aloof, ganun. Pero hindi. Ano siya? Babaeng bakla. Isa sa mga naging unang gay icon
ano
siya.
Ano nga siya, diba?
Yung babaeng bakla, inay, tawag inay sa kanya. Kaya inay ang tawag sa kanya ng mga bakla. Kasi pag, ay, mga bakla! Ganun talaga siya. So, yeah, oo, ganun siya na. Ganun sila. Yun. So, yun ang masasabi. Teka, pupunin sa kanduha.
Oh, sige.
Bilang fan ni Nora, sa sobrang taas ng pagtingin ko kay Nora, wala talaga akong ibang maisip na artista. Si Vilma lang talaga yung, sa sobrang galing na ni Nora, sa sobrang bilib ko na kay Nora, si Vilma lang talaga yung parang could give Nora a run for her money. And may mga worthy panahon opponent. Na talagang, worthy opponent.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about Vilma, na hanga din talaga ako. Kasi sa sobrang taas ng pagtingin mo doon sa isang tao, lumalaban tong isa eh, na parang why don't you just disappear and die? Pero hindi eh. I'm also a big fan of Vilma. Alam mo yon? Kasi talagang hindi siya nagpapatalo talaga, and that says a lot about the kind of actress that she is and the kind of box office star that she is. And when Nora would go left, Vilma would go hard right. Hindi ako pwede magpape, magbo-bold ako. Okay? Kasi hindi mo ito pwedeng gawin. So that says about Vilma was very, very plinano niya yung career niya. Dumating yung time na nabankrupt siya, plinano niya yung VS Productions niya, na nangutang siya, nagpuhunan siya, ayun, napabango niya yung sarili niya. Hanggang sa, you can say what you want about Vilma na plinano niya lahat, pero hindi mo lang pwedeng sabihin na she just married into rich money, kasi hanggang ngayon yung pa rin ang asawa niya eh. Di sana noong pa niya hiniwala yan sila, kung ginamit lang niya, diba? So that says a lot about her din. Maricel is iconic kasi sabi nga ni Best Neil, babaeng bakla. Dumating yung point na parang yung mga babae nagsalita because Maricel made it cool for you to be, it's okay to be mataray, it's okay to speak your mind, it's okay to be, you know, to be the kontrabida na hindi ka good to, yung, alam mo yun, na
hindi pumasok ka bigla sa, lang.
O pumasok ka bigla sa culture na hindi ka parang Nora Honor na good girl, api-apihan, at siya, whatever. Maricel made it cool to be maldita. And basta nasa lugar. Kay Sharon, yun ang wish ko sana na sa tinamasang fame and fortune ni Nora na ginamit siya ng tao, I wish she had Sharon's, alam mo yon, adeptness with her financial matters. Mm. Kasi Sharon made really, really good investments. Si Sharon yung batayan pagdating sa financial stability ng mga artista. Siya yung laging tinitignan na may alahas, nagbibigay ng ganyan. So, pero
marami. But she also had her own.
Hindi siya umasa sa pera ng tatay niya.
Hindi si Sharon, alam niyang may pera siya. Pwede naman yung bulagsak niya, pwede siya magkasikasino kung gusto niya. Pero hindi, diba? Inano niya pa rin.
She was really smart. She's very calculated with her money. Mm-hmm. Na I hope kung sino man yung sumikat ngayon,
magaya. Diba?
Kasi maawa ka kay Nora, sabi mo, grabe sa tinamasang kasikatan ni Nora na parang siya yung pamantayan. Nasaan siya ngayon? Komportable siya, pero I wish every person, hindi lang sa pelikula, na alam mo yun, pag strike while the iron is hot, tapos mag-invest ka, di ba? I think ganun yung ginawa ni Sarah, bumili siya ng alahas, di ba? Ganyan.
Properties.
So she was really wise with her money.
Ako, sige, as a Sharon fan, what I like about Maricel is actually parang complimentary sila. She's the opposite of Sharon. Like, si Sharon's very sweet, si Maricel's very mataray, and then Maricel is very straightforward, and she doesn't mince her words. So that's what I appreciate about her, because she's so real. No, mm-hmm. Si ano naman kay Ate V, ang gusto ko sa kanya is ang galing niyang pumili ng, ako pa, for me, gusto ko yung mga film selections niya. Kasi ang laki ng range, from Tagus sa Dugo to Sister Stella L to like Anak to Heal, The Healing, especially yung mga films niya in the last two decades or decades nga sabi nila. Gusto ko yung mga film choices niya. And for Nora, ang pinaka-admirable for me kay Nora is like yung intensity niya. I think Viola Davis yung naiisip ko dahil mm-hmm. the intensity that she brings to every role is that strong na may feel mo. Parang yung intensity ni Jeff na yun. Na-feel natin lahat.
Correct. Oo, correct.
Yung paninindigan niya. Ano naman so, ang wish nyo for your queens, Vilma?
Gusto ko makita si Ate V kasi nakaka-inspire ang Kumarikos. Pero gusto ko makita si Ate V na mag-teatro. Hindi ko alam kung may mga data din na nag-teatro siya. Kasi wala pa akong nababalitaan. Pero if ever, try naman kayo ni Ate V mag-teatro. Ano kayong, curious lang. Yung na-wish ko kay Ate V.
Nora?
Ano, ang wish ko sa kanya is good health. Kasi nakita ko siya medyo nag-gain siya ng weight. Mm-hmm. At her age, I think she should, sana exercise siya. Pagtunan niya ng pansin yung health niya, gaya ni Ate V na nag-exercise, gata ni Ate Shawi yung nagpapayat. Para makagawa pa siya ng marami pang movies. And I think makikita mo yun ngayon sa delivery ng lines siya na parang hirap siyang mag-deliver ng lines. Parang ganun. But yeah, so yun, good health is my wish for Nora.
Sharon?
International film. As in a Hollywood film. I wish that she... And then meron siyang ano eh. May hinanakit siya dahil she went to the States. Hindi ko alam kung alam nito. She was supposed to make this film with Jokoy. And then she tested positive for COVID. And inis na siya dahil false positive. So she wasn't able to audition for the part. And then pinalitan siya ni Tia Carrere, who's bigger than her now. I mean, size-wise, ah. Mas sexy na si Ate Shawi na yun kaysa kay Tia Carrere. But ang wish ko nga is like, magkaroon siya ng, like Chris Aquino level na Crazy Rich Asians to make a film that ipapasok sa mga international movie festivals, yun yung wish ko.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Maricel?
Ako, right from good health, yung be more focused to your career, to sa career niya, and she can do better than what she did in the past. So, yun lang, mag-refocus siya and take care of herself na.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just say something, Mel, with the permission of the other queers? Si Maricel medyo nagawa na to eh. Kaya parang okay ako sa kanya. I wish Sharon and Vilma, like Maury, imbis na a big Hollywood movie, I just wish Sharon would do, or even Vilma, would do something out of the ordinary, do an independent film na super...
Or she's done.
She can do so much more. I mean, Sharon surely hasn't done every role. You know what I mean? I mean, the same can be said about Vilma, na very calculated yung pagana nila na Sharon can afford the flop. Vilma can afford the flop. Yun ang, ano bang kinakatakot nyo?
Hindi naman
do take a risky
masyari,
role.
Take
hindi
a risk.
Sa extra.
Take a risk. Yun ang gusto
alam
ko, yun
mo,
ang ano ko, na wag niyong isipin yung ano yung, a Hollywood film would be great. But I mean, just for Sharon and Vilma, si Maricel medyo nagawa na to eh. Mila, nagawa na niya yan sa Philippines. Yun ang mga ganyan. Na medyo, magtuloy-tuloy si Maricel doon. Medyo matapang siya. Matapang si Maricel. Yun ang wish ko for Sharon.
Nag-breastfeed na nga siya sa film.
Yun ang wish ko for Sharon and Vilma. What do you have to say about that, Best Maury and Mila?
Ako, alam ko from the start, si Sharon is there to entertain. She's never been like, she was happy being a commercial actor.
Star.
Because ang ano niya lang is she wants to make people happy. And I think whenever they tried a film na was too intense, like Pasan Ko Ang Daigdig, hindi pumatok. Biktima, hindi pumatok. Like something when she tried something different.
Babaman ako tudurugin kita.
Ay, yung babaman kumita yun.
Maybe it's the wrong vehicle.
Yung Biktima ba na flop? Maganda yun eh.
Oh, maganda nga. Pero hindi siya nag-box office. I'm gonna look at my notes.
Dark kasi siya. Yeah. Medyo dark kasi siya. Same with parang yung Tagus. Di ba yung Tagus? Medyo yung role niya siya. Tsaka Best Maury, di ba? yung mga ano niya, yung mga massacre films na pinasok natin, meron din naman akong share ko ng massacre films. Parang hindi naman tumabo. I mean, parang nakiride lang tayo sa bandwagon kasi that time parang uso. So I thought, nakalimutan ko nga yung title ng massacre film ni Ate V.
Lipa
Massacre.
Si Cesar Montano yung asawa niya.
Si Cesar Montano, oo. Ewan ko sa akin, parang forgettable yung film.
Yeah.
Ewan ko lang sa mga ibang Vilmanyon. Pero this is me. Hindi ko siya gusto.
Pero yung feeling ko lang, yung re-virginized, yun yung parang, yun na. Nagmumuna na siya dito.
Yes.
Medyo uninhibited na siya. So parang feeling ko na maybe in the next couple of years, I know you disagree, but if you compare like what her role was in the last 40 years, yung ano na yung pinaka-naughty na yung ano.
Has she ever played a kontrabida role, si Sharon?
Sa magkapatid, yun na yung pinaka-kontrabida niya. Yung sinabi niya kay Juday na bayaran mo ng buhay ng anak mo ang anak, buhay ng anak ko. And then she's kinuha niya yung anak ni Juday dun sa movie na yun. Yun na yung pinaka...
This is also something that I like about Vilma and Nora. No? Nora produced Tatlong Taong Walang Diyos, which Ruel Vera says is the best Filipino film ever made, bar none. She produced that when she was 23 years old. Vilma produced Pagputi ng Uwak, Pagputi ng Tagak, which won the Urian Best Actress in Best Picture in 1979. Vilma produced that. Kaya gustong-gusto ko si Vilma at si Nora kasi they were producing films. What are these 23-year-old actresses doing? You get my point?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yun ang ano ko na parang Nora was producing films. She produced Banawe. She asked national artist directors to direct her. Alam mo yun, parang use your money. Yun, siya nagustuhan na parang kahit nga ngayon na wala ng pera si Nora, nagugusto pa rin yan. Nung when Nora made her hiatus in the States, bumalik siya dito. Nagtanong-tanong siya sa mga press na ano niya, sino dito ang magaling na mga director na dapat kong makatrabaho? And then she was introduced to Lab Diaz. Those negotiations fell through. Napunta siya ngayon kay Brillante Mendoza.
Yung Banawe was cited by the National Commission of Culture and for a classic recognition for film.
At nagtapos si Ate Guy.
Oo. So yun ang gusto ko. Yun ang wish ko sana na, I mean, kung hindi ka man makaproduce ng film, di ba? I mean, Sharon or Maricel, kung may konti kayong pera, magproduce kayo ng pelikula ng... I wish Vilma would do that now. Di ba na parang, mas masikat ka, mas box office queen ka. Ay, hindi ko lang nagugustuhan na Vilma will go with John Lloyd. Vilma will go, kumikita with Kim Chu, di ba? Yung mga horror movie. Sige, pero
commercial.
Ano nyo na yung legacy nyo, na ano yung iiwan nyo para matandaan kayo.
Mm-hmm. Actually.
Si Nora ang dapat mag-isip ng kikitang pelikula. Tama ka na muna sa independent. Kasi kailangan mo, mapalapit ka. Ang ganda-ganda nga pelikula ng ginagawa mo. Hindi ka naman pinapanood ng mga bata. Ano nga nangyayari? Diba? So yun
lang yung conflict, di ba? Parang commercial success or for the sake of the art.
There was a time when Vilma and Nora were doing it. Kasi Pagputi ng Uwak, Pag-itim ng Tagak. It was directed by Celso Ad Castillo. Di ba? So yun ang wish ko sa kanilang na.
Okay.
Next. Gift. If you had a chance, what gift would you give your queen, Nora?
Ano? Hindi na lang kay Nora. For young film enthusiasts, for film students to discover her work. Kahit hindi na fans. Although kailangan niya yun para mas magtagal pa siya. Wala na siyang dapat i-prove din eh. Nakuha niya yung kasikatan. Mm-hmm. So, for the younger generation to discover her work, what a great actress she is. That's what I want to give Nora.
Sharon?
More films, more opportunities. Ayoko pa siyang mag-retire. So I want to give her more time to touch other people's lives, to touch a new generation, to try new things. Like I said, siya yung pinaka baguhan sa apat, no? So feeling ko meron pa rin siyang, she still has some way to go.
Yeah, I think so too.
Maricel?
Ako, a well-crafted film assignment that will bring back the shine in her.
Yes.
As Maricel Soriano.
Agree.
Ako din.
Vilma?
Gusto ko siyang maging presidente ng Pilipinas. Hindi kasi, di ba nakatrabaho niya sa labor sector si Cadencio, sa OFW, mga anak. Yung mga women and children, sa bata-bata, paano ka ginawa? Pati Bureau of Fisheries, nakatrabaho niya through Jezebel. Yung mga may mental health, through Pina, sa Tagusandugo. Yung HIV awareness, kaya niya, dahil sa Dulzura Cortez.
Dulzura.
Pati minor sa Darna. Sa mga
dumunok siya ng bato.
Giant trend, pati mga giant.
Sa National Defense, kasi kaya niya na yung Giants and the Planet Women. So I think yes, pwede na siya maging presidente.
Pwede siya presidente ng ibang planets.
Pwede na siya.
Pero tayo sectoral.
Eh, di ba? Doon na siya. Sa politics na siya. Di ba nga may rumor na tatakbo dapat siya na kukunin siyang vice president sana. Vice president. Rumor-rumor siya dito. Oh, di ba? Kung tumakbo kaya siyang vice president, ewan ko na lang kung ano nangyari. So,
pero she planned to run for Senate in the past elections eh.
Oo, oh, eh, alam mo, oh. Syempre, nag-aano din naman yun si Ate V, nag-iisip din naman yun. Pero ayoko nang lampasan, gusto ko nang lampasan yung presidente agad. There.
And ask. Ask for each queen. Sharon, we'll start with
you. What I would ask Sharon is why hasn't she worked with any of the other queens? I think she's the only one who hasn't done a film with the other queen who's here. Dinagatong, bakit hindi nangyari yun?
Oo nga. Kasi,
I think she's because she's too big a star.
Hindi, tsaka ano, imposible yata with Marie. Hindi pa yata abuso yung crossover kasi Regal and Viva sila eh.
And Viva, di ba?
So different.
Uh-oh. Parang they only do that pag Metro Manila Film Festival. Nagpapalitan ng mga
artist. Ngayon na kasi pwede. Nung nakaraan nang wala pre-pandemic, parang pwede na sila mag ano dito eh, mag-crossover. Pero depende. Oo nga, tama ka, Mori. Oo nga, no. Ano nga kaya, no? Sharon with Maricel. My gosh, nakakaloka siguro movie.
Oo. Iniisip ko rin. Gusto ko nga gumawa ng script, no?
Tsaka baka na kayo nakikinig dyan, I'm sure.
Maganda yung ano, kung pwede lang, yung parang style mano po, The Grand Reunion, tapos yung apat na reyna magkakaharap.
I wish.
Mga iba-ibang Chinese dynasty sila, may Ming.
Oo, diba? Kaya lang si Nora Honor, syempre siya yung local Chinese. Kasi nalahian ng Pinoy. Kasi
dumitin, umitin. Si Nora. Lugi na naman tayo mga Mars. Api na naman si Nora.
Hindi nga. Oh, pero,
papagalitan tayo.
It's not about the looks. It's about the character that you're going to play in this story.
Oh, so baka tawagin tayong racist naman, di ba?
Oo, yung ganun. Pero she represents the local Chinoy na ano, may dugong insect, pero it's more
may dugong Pinoy din.
Pinoy. Ko, Pinoy din.
Uh-oh. Hindi 100%.
Correct.
Tapos Maricel. Apat na production na mag-ano. Yun nga. Yun. Produced by 4 productions. Viva Film, Regal Film, Viva Star Cinema. Diba? Tagang ginastos.
How would they come GMA together with one idea? Complicated siya, but I think it will be great.
Oo.
No?
Pag may nakagawa niya. Pag may nakagawa niyan, my gosh, di ba?
Ako, oo, legendary.
Hindi kakayanin na isang production ng mga talent fee na mga yan.
Sa bagay, oo.
What if it's diba? A very, very beautiful indie film na alam nilang hindi sila pakikita pare-pareho, pero it's a very, very beautiful film.
Sana maglibre na lang
pwede,
sila.
Pwede.
Maglibre sila for a cause. Gratis? I will do this pwede for naman a cause. Kung machugi man ako, tayong apat may legacy tayo. This
for the
very
sake
beautiful
of the
film.
Arts.
Oo, di ba?
Oo.
Dream come true natin pare-pareho.
Diba? Oh, sana gosh may nakikinig dito sa podcast na to. At iparating sa na mga reyna.
Sana si Sir Jerry Gracia. Sumulat siya ng script.
Yan, sobrang si Sir Jerry. Sir Jerry,
see bakit hindi si Sir Mori ang gumawa ng script?
Ay, meron na. Tapos tayong apat ang gagawin.
I believe in your talent, Mori.
Hindi pala si Nora. Si
tapos para tayong apat ang gagawin. Ano lang? Mori, para ano? Parang docu lang. Tayo pala ang bida. Tapos mga clips lang sila. Pero ang ipapromote yes silang apat.
Eugene Domingo tayo.
Correct.
Diba?
Ako, wish for Ate V.
Mm. Ask na girl.
I ask, sorry.
Ask. Oh.
I'll ask Ate V. Ate V, ano nang susunod?
Oo.
Ako, ask kay Ate Guy, bakit kailangan mong tumakbo sa politika? Bakit, Ate Guy?
Bakit?
Oo. Oo, correct. Ate Guy.
May ganon. Bakit?
Ganon ka-intense.
Eh, sagutin ko, my brother is not a pig.
Gusto
my
ko yung
brother is not a pig.
Hindi siya baboy. Tao ang kapatid ko.
Correct.
Teka, may question. May say kayo yung mga queens natin sa mga dialogue na pinapasabi sa kanila.
But they were able to give justice,
I think,
to the dialogue.
Sa laking artista nila, I think they have a say on everything na.
Parang ano, nasasabihin, hindi ko sasabihin, ang baduy naman yan, hindi ko sasabihin yan. Maari,
hindi. Yun, I don't think hindi ganun. Parang siguro sasabihin nila na, parang hindi to sasabihin ng character ko. Parang ganun.
Oo,
no. Pinag-aralan nila. Mas matalino ng...
Sila yung tipong inaaral nila yung role, yung character nila na parang kunyari, kunyari si Vilma.
Tingin ko, ha?
Extra ako dito eh. Hindi dapat ako Inglesera. Parang mga ganun type.
Ako for Sharon, at this point, ganun siya. Pero nung mga '80s, kasi alam ko, dalawang beses siyang nagmura eh. Nagmura siya sa pasan ko, nagmura siya sa kahit wala ka na. Inedit nila yung mura niya. So feeling ko, yung studio...
They were still pandering to the fans pa din. To her
at
image.
At siya, may brand siya. There was, she had a brand before a brand was, became, and yung brand niya was Wholesome.
Parang Mori, parang dito lang siya yata sa re-virginize nag-PI, no? Nagputang ina.
Sa minsan, siya nag-start kay Edu. Sabi niya, putang ina. Pero ganun siya. She whispered it. Pero nung itong re-virginize yun, pati pek-pek, poke, lahat.
Never niya. Eh, kaming, si Ate, susko si Ate V pa ba? Lahat na nagawa.
Putang ina, gawin mo marapit.
Sinora ba nagmumura? Meron sa Hustisya nga pala na panood.
Dami ah.
Nasalbahe niya nga doon sa Hustisya.
1980s pa lang nagmumura na siya. Pinalo niya ng Walis Ting Ting si Raquel Montesa. Lumas dito. Putang ina ka. Lumas ka. Huwag ka nang sumalik dito.
Saan niya?
Bona.
Ah, sa Bona. Ah, o yung kabit ni ano? Yung kabit siya ni Philip.
Si kinakain na yung pagkain ni
Philip. Correct.
Okay, go. Go, Mel. We're taking over.
Forever.
No, pero nalo kasi ang dami-dami niyong alam. Ang dami niyong alam na film, not just about your queen, but film ng others as well. Yeah. Na you agree with each other and you know so much about each other's queens. Hindi lang dun sa inyo.
Sabi nga ni Best Jeff, di ba? Technically, talagang fan din kami ng tatlong queen. Hindi lang ako ng view na apat. So, pwede nga kami magpalit-palit eh. Next episode, ako naman si Charo.
Kaya ko ipagkabili
si Charo. Next episode, ako naman si Marisa.
And that's a testament to all four ladies. Diba? That's how good they are that you know, they're so easily recognizable. Yung work nila is very memorable.
Correct.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Yeah, ko lang dun sa point ni Mela before we move on. I think we are also like, we are the biggest fans, but we're also the biggest critics of our own queen.
Because expectations are really high. You know the caliber of each one. So you expect no less, diba? You expect no less. Kaya, yeah, you can be a really
pwede
heavy
critic.
Pwede
mga film analyst, eh. Pwede tayo mga showbiz film analyst.
Anal.
Yes.
Anal. Iba, ilang movies. Ilang movies na naman.
Tingin
na tayo. Ilang movies na napapanood natin sinasabi na, ano ba yan? Yun yan? Diba?
Next. Fifth queen. If there were to be a fifth queen, sino yon? Or, if merong heir apparent sa inyong queen, sino ang magmamana na lang ng kanilang mga corona? Vilma, we'll start with you.
Dalawa kasing pinagpipilian ko. Hindi ko na muna
hindi
babanggitin.
Hindi ka pa nakapili.
Hindi, pero ito na. Itong
kasi tinagal-tagal natin tayo. Plinano to, hindi ka pa rin nakapili.
Kasi mara, kasi walang karapat-dapat. Kasi pwedeng walang karapat-dapat. Charot. Pero feeling ko, this actress is sobrang underrated. Sobrang, alam mo yun, lagi na lang siyang ate, lagi siyang tita, lagi siyang parang ganun. So parang gusto kong gawing, itaas ang kanyang level, si Direk Gina Alahar. Kasi ang tagal na rin naman siya sa showbiz.
Nakakalimuha ni Mori. Nag-guess niya.
Yeah, nag-guess ba niya?
Agree.
Agree, akala ko nag-guess mo.
I remember one writer.
Thanks,
Mori. The late...
I'm not yet done.
Sorry.
Mawala aking train of thoughts. Yun nga, na marami na siya naging role na dalang-dalang niya na hindi siya overact. Na yung intensity ng mga ano ng mga nakatrabaho niya ni Gina si Maricel, tama?
Mm-hmm. Sa Tayo Pagod
Si Vilma nakasama niya.
Siya yung ate doon. Nakatrabaho na rin niya yata si Sharon.
Lahat nakatrabaho
na. Nakatrabaho niya na lahat eh, di ba? So, ibig sabihin, kaya niya makipagsabayan. So, sana, gusto ko siyang gawing next heir apparent. Queen Gina Alahar. Okay.
Yung there's one article that where late Lino Broca was quoted na if there's anyone who can match the acting prowess of Nora Aunor and Vilma Santos, it was actually Gina Alahar. Sa mga karamihan ng pelikula ni Nora Aunor, laging nakakast si Gina Alahar as support actress na could either be a kontrabida to Nora or as support actress na kobida ni Nora.
Pero siya nagpapalamon.
Kasi kaya niyang dumamon. Kaya niya manlamon.
Hindi siya mawawala sa eksena. Meron nga doon, may napalag nga akong movie na check out and roll yata. Ang role niya doon eh, parang aswang. Basta makain siya ng lupa. Kasi parang ganun, parang aswang siya doon na ewan. Yun lang, ano siya, naano ka na parang, Manay Gina, tara.
Agree.
Next.
Nora.
No, I think it's Juday. Juday has the ability, acting ability. Pati yung, nag-produce din kasi si Juday ng Pluning, na nakitaan ko din siya, na, yung pinadala sa Oscars, na nakita ko yung parang, I hope more people would do that, more actresses would do that. Yun, nakita ko. Tapos saka parang may potential siya kasi siya, she's a good actress. Judy
Sharon.
Antunes. Sharon, ang fifth queen ko is si Roderick Paulate.
Interesting. Interesting.
Only because at that time, diba, I think he was one of the few male stars na may sarili siyang show. Variety show, Tonight with Dick and Carmy, diba? Yep. So ginagawa niya lahat ng ginagawa ng mga queens natin. Kaya niya magsayaw, kaya niya kumanta, kaya niya mag-comedy, drama, horror, you know? And then and he changed the landscape of the cinema because pag bading ang pag-uusapan, corner niya yung market na yun eh. I think maybe ang dami niyang films na puro yun yung role niya, pero hindi ako napapagod na panoorin siya. Parang napapatawa niya ako kahit each na pareho time yung role niya. Pero his range is much bigger than the roles that he was given. So I hope I hope it's not yet time for him to end and makita pa natin siya in more films. Pero siya yung vote ko for fifth queen.
Yay.
And lastly, Maricel, isa din na in the caliber of Gina Alahar na may iba rin na dating, Jacqueline Jose.
Oh yeah.
Mas natural sa acting, tapos mas alam mo yung sabi nga sa kanyang babaeng walang emosyon, hindi mo mabasa kung ano yung emosyon niya kasi she could play blank face and sound natural in her delivery, yung ganon, and she can do comedy, yung ganyan, pero she has won a number of recognitions and awards already in the acting industry, in acting area, but
bold yung film, pero respect mo yung
hintayas na siya dumating. Yun.
Oh, sunod naman tayo, ito. Erase. So that means worst movie or worst performance or maybe an episode in the life of your queen na kung pwedeng ma-erase natin. Let's start with Nora.
I bet maybe even fans of Nora will say na sana ma-erase yung drug case niya. Yeah, pero hindi ko yun i-erase. Bilang fan ni Nora, I mean, let that stay in her life story. Kasi I mean, if you were to erase Vincent van Gogh's schizophrenic, does that make Vincent van Gogh less of an artist? No, it does not. Diba? If you erase Ernest Hemingway's bilang drunk, diba? Na siya'y lasenggo, does that make Ernest Hemingway less of a writer? No. Nora's drug case, sabihin na natin, it makes her a more colorful figure, in fact, because she's flawed. And that's what makes her more relatable to everybody.
Relatable.
I mean, sino ba ang walang dungis sa katawan? Sino ba ang walang ano? Pero ako hindi. Hindi ko yan. Gusto kong sabihin kay Nora na okay, napawalang sala naman siya doon. Nalusutan niya. That does not dim your light as an actress. Not one bit.
So what would you erase?
I would erase siguro yung tics na ginagaya ng mga female impersonator. Gusto ko siyang bumalik dun sa Nora Honor na wala yung mga ayoko nang ganito. Nawala sa Thy Womb nung ginawakan siya ni Brillante Mendoza. I know she won a Grand Slam with Pasita M, but it was one of her worst movies kasi parang Flor Contemplacion was the movie where she won her first international award. It was when she won the Box Office Queen. It was the biggest box office movie of that year. But it was one of my least. I did not like her in Flor Contemplacion. And I hated her in Pasita M. So I hope na bumalik siya dun sa Nora na yung napakapuro niya. Balikan mo yung pelikul niya dati kahit nung Ani Sabungera. Mm-hmm. Kahit nung Palengke Queen. Na wala pa yung mga tics na yun. Napakapurong-puro ni Nora nun. So yun na gusto kong i-erase. Leave the drug case alone. That does not dim your light.
What about Sharon? What would you erase?
Mega Mall. I think yun yung pinaka walang value
Andrew
added
E?
Sa
Andrew E.
Yeah, do you remember it?
If no, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That's why.
Walang value added to her career or to Andrew E's career. Parang hindi necessary. Sayang lang.
Oo. Pag nawala, wala rin mawawala.
Correct.
Was it not a big hit?
I don't remember. Ganun ka, ano siya. Ganun ko siya na-erase.
Hindi mo siya maalala. What would you erase kay Maricel?
Yon, she just go back to her track and do her best, be her best version. Yon,
Me for Vilma?
Yes, yes. What would you erase?
Well, na-inspire ako kay Maury. I was not supposed to say a movie kasi parang ibabash ko yung movie. But kasi during that time nung ginawa niya, feeling ko parang hindi ko alam promotions to. She tied up with Tito Vic and Joey. Kasi during that time, hit night with Tito Vic and Joey.
So, Doctor, na, Doctor, I Am Sick.
Yes, Doctor, Doctor, I Am Sick. Ano ba yun?
I saw that movie. It was funny.
Yeah, pero ano ba yun?
Yung nagmamad yung sales operating room?
Oo.
Best, I'm sorry. Hindi ko na maalala.
Yes.
Wala na. Pinipilit ko siya.
Ano mo, Noranyan ako, pero nalabot ko ng Vilma.
Pero pinipilit ko siya tanggalin sa subconscious ko dahil kinikilabutan ako pag naalala kong bumuha siya. At pinanood ko sa sinihan yan, sa totoo lang. Mm-hmm. Gusto kong lumabas. Pero parang, ate, ayoko yung may ganyan-ganyan kang role. Diba? Gumanap ka na lang na parang iba na lang ate.
Meaningful.
Diba? Gumanap ka ng ano, ng mahiwagang salamin. Nagsasalita-salita ka lang as a salamin. Pero huwag niya mga ganun ate. Huwag ka na gumawa na ganun. Yung mga scandals-scandals naman niya, puro fake news naman yun. So, hindi mapapakamatay. Hindi naman totoo yan. Walang ganun. Sobrang rival niya ni Nora. Nagpapakamatay. Wala naman ganun. Walang ganun. Fake lahat yun. Uy. So, yun lang. Yun lang ganun. Yung pili ko lang yun. Ewan ko ba? May itog ako sa movie na yun.
Hindi halata. If our queens would be given a last chance, what would their last movie role be? Or maybe a dream role for each one of them. Sharon.
Oh my God. Pinag-usapan na namin ito ni Jeff. So alam ko na yung sagot ko. So ang dream role ko ay ano siya? Someone with a disability, kontrabida, nakabilanggo siya, tibo siya. Ano pa ba yung mga hindi
all in one role? So, all in one character?
Baka nga tatlong mukha ng Pag-ibig Part 2 kasi parang dapat trilogy yung dating niya. Ganun dapat. Ang dami niya pang hindi nagagawa and I wish that she would expand.
Same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Maricel.
Yes. Maricel, ako, I would love to see her do the role of Nora Honor in Dementia.
Oh. Ah, similar.
Mm. Wow.
Kasi doon hindi siya maingay eh.
Oo.
Hindi siya hysterical acting.
Yung very quiet acting lang, no?
Oo. Pero yung mapifilming intensity, non-verbal. Ganun.
Slow burn.
Yes.
What about Vilma?
Ewan pa kung kaya niyang, remember, may American movie na babae yung nag-gross. Si sino yung sa Desperate Housewives? Hoffman? What's yung Felicity Hoffman?
Felicity, yeah.
Ah, trans. Trans-America.
Yeah. Oo, in trans-America. Taray kayo ni Ate Biguanap na trans woman. Hindi ko alam kung kaya niya.
Trans-man.
Trans-man.
Yeah, trans-man.
Kahit ano. Trans-man, trans-woman, transformer.
It's a role.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a role. Interesting. What about you, Nora?
Si Nora.
What about her, Nora?
Kina-chismis din si Nora na he was going to play a man in her next movie. Pero di ko alam. Pero I want a movie with Love Diaz.
Any kind.
Kahit na anong pelikula. Love Diaz. Ano na yun eh. They were talking about it na eh. Pero hindi na to. Eh. So,
kahit 11 hours.
Kahit na 11 hours. Say 16 hours.
Interesting siguro, no? Namiss ko tuloy talaga manood ng mga pelikula ngayon.
Oo.
Yeah.
Yung last is, what is your impact to you personally? To your story? To your coming out? Because no, you're super fans. I mean, I can really tell the passion is there. You know so much. Dami ko ng listahan eh. Mga panonoorin ko. We'll start with Maricel.
Oh, every gay in this country would always have a word for Maricel Soriano pagdating sa pagkabading, pagkabaklaan. Otherwise, she wouldn't be called as nanay ng mga bakla, no? Inay.
Ate V.
Si Vilma, kasi yung pag-introduce sa akin sa mga pelikula Tagalog is through our dear Ate Eva. So, si Ate V, dahil sa kanya na-appreciate yung mga Filipino movies. Na parang, doon ako natuto, doon ako nakita na, actually, Darna talaga yung nag-influence talaga sa akin yung mga ganun. So, yun na nag-influence sa akin na to come out and to be happy and ganun, yun. Yan sa akin.
Mm-hmm. Sa akin naman, si at the same, I think it was sa Yaya when I was younger. And I remember watching, alam mo yung pinapalabas sa Channel 9, may Tagalog movies after nung lunchtime show.
Yes, yes.
Tapos pinanood ko doon, pinanood ko si Nora sa Burong Talangka at saka Lollipops and Roses.
Yeah,
I really liked her then. And that was the time I started my love affair with Nora.
What about for Sharon?
For me, ako, because at that time, si Sharon yung na-corner niya yung underdog, api, rich the rags to riches role. So nakarelate ako doon dahil feeling ko underdog at the time. I didn't come to terms with my sexuality then, but I knew that I was not, I felt like I was an outcast. I felt like I was api. So yun yung on that level. And then another level, I realized, because I went to an exclusive all-boys school. So I realized that the other kids that were into Sharon were would come out later on in life. So at that time, we all had a secret society that was bad, that was forming. So si Sharon yung kumbaga yung uniting factor namin. And later on, we found out na, ay, ano pala, may iba pa pala tayong uniting factor aside from her. But we just gravitated towards her because she was like iconic. She could sing, she could dance, she was beautiful. She is beautiful. And then she's very talented. So parang nag-gravitate kami towards that.
And I think it's the same, no? Like, maski kay Maricel o kay Nora, I mean, kadalasan male gendered person who would gravitate towards these actresses would be
testament to that would be the four of you.
Yeah, and I think it's because I think gays know. Queers know.
Take it more seriously.
Kagabi may nakakwento na kung straight guy na on his 40s na nagkwentuhan kami. Nakwento ko nga, nagagawa tayo ng episode about ganito. At first parang, bakit ko ba ikukwento? Eh, baka hindi naman siya interesado. Tapos sinabi niya, ay, naku, awa yan. Ako, Sharon ako eh. Gumanon siya. So feeling ko, ay, okay. So na-appreciate pa rin naman siguro. Wala sa gender siguro. Kasi depende. Depende.
True. Diba? Yeah.
Maari kasing, for example, husband, sinama siya ng wife manood ng movie and then paglabas ng singin, ay, galing pala nung ano mo. Ang galing pala ni Chuva, ganun-ganun. So, talagang may appeal tong apat na to na iba.
So, closing statement. Why do you think your queen is the queen? We'll start with Vilma.
I think personally, since feeling ko nagawa niya ni Vilma na everything, yung legacy niya in politics is probably enough for now. Mm-hmm. It's probably something na may iwan niya for the whatever generation. Mm-hmm. And malinis, feeling ko, malinis yung record niya as a politician. So I think it's legacy enough.
Nora.
Ako, medyo mahaba to, ha? Pero... Sige lang.
But don't mind. Kanina pa naman ako maraming sinasabi.
So legacy. Meron akong sinulat dito na essay. Ang title ay Sinora ang Batayan, period.
Wow.
Meaning Sinora ang... What is Batayan in English? Nora is the measure.
Standard.
The standard. Kaya. So, Sinora ang Batayan, period. Kasikatan. Kasikatan ni Nora ang Batayan. Legendary. Walang ibang artista noon at ngayon ang nakapantay sa kasikatan ni Nora. Sinamba si Nora bilang divine symbol halos. Dumating ang punto na pinapapasok ang mga fans sa bahay niya pa isa-isa para masilip si Nora habang natutulog. Documented yan nila Inday Badiday, nila Herman Moreno. Ultimo manika na anak-anaka nila ni Tirso, sinamba na parang puon. Ang mga pelikula niya pinalabas 6 months straight. Hindi siya nanalo ng Box Office Queen Award niya. Wala pang artistang Pinoy ang kinakailangang i-airlift via helicopter dahil sa dami ng taong nanonood. Pagdating sa galing ng pag-arte, si Nora ang husay ni Nora ang Batayan. When I was a film student in Ateneo, all the teachers from Nick Docampo to Loris Guillen, siya ang ginagamit na eksena ni Nora actually sa Inaka ng Anak Mo kung saan sinabi niya ang katagang hayop-hayop as the single most effective example of emotive acting kung saan pinakita ni Nora in just a few seconds and just using two words. Emotions ranging from pagkagulat, pagkamuhi, galit, lungkot, kawalan ng pag-asa, direct while saying just one line. Si Nora ang Batayan, period. Sa history ng Philippine cinema, it can only be defined by using one criteria. Ano yung criteria na to? Before and after Nora Honor. Before Nora, puro makuputi. Buena familia galing, nakapag-aral, matangkad, maganda. Nora broke that glass ceiling and allowed the influx of brown-skinned, normal-looking Pinoys to enter showbiz. Sinabi ni Nora, basta may talent, sisikat ka. Yung mga entertainers natin ngayon have Nora to thank. Because of Nora, she changed the landscape of Philippine entertainment. Binago ng isang nagtitinda ng tubig sa istasyon ng tren. Sa Bicol, ang kalakaran ng pelikulang Pilipino. And since Nora Honor, Philippine showbiz has never been the same. That is her legacy.
Wow.
Ang hirap sumunod.
Oo nga, are you ready? Are you ready?
Pag in-edit mo to, siya na yung huli.
Naramdaman siguro ni Maricel na ganun. Kaya
ayoko na pumasok.
Nawala na siya.
For Sharon, I think you need more than talent to become a star. And Sharon has an X factor that none of the other actresses, not in this company, have. Like she might not have the most awards, she might not have the most movies, but in the short amount of time that she had, she was so successful. She could still be more successful, and that's a testament to her charisma, that's a testament to her talent, that's a testament mm-hmm. to just how much her appeal. So feeling ko yun yung legacy ni Sharon, and it's like she's the only one so far that I know of who was able to unite everyone from Class A to Class D, mm-hmm. you know. So I think yun yung biggest, the things that separates her the most from the other queens. So yun, that's her legacy.
Yay.
And lastly, Maricel.
Sir Rani will always be the most noted Taray queen, incomparable. She remains to be the diamond star.
Yes.
A true gem.
Very short and sweet, Maria.
How do we end it?
Ayun nga, it's empty. Uy, pero you know what? From someone who, admitted ko naman to, my friends and my family know this, hindi ako big movie person. Pero na-amaze ako sa knowledge nyo about your queens and I know you had time to research, but yung passion nyo for your support for them really, really comes through. Kasi kung research lang, hindi lalabas yung passion for each queen eh.
True.
But tapos pati yung director, yung kailan siya first nagmura? I mean,
actually, I think it's testament to the fact na kaming apat are not just fans of Nora, yes. Sharon, and Maricel, but we're fans of Filipino film mm-mm. in general.
Yeah.
I think hindi like, kami na-appreciate namin yung rivals.
Oo.
Alam mo yun?
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. And it goes beyond the four because you were able to give really good heirs apparent.
Yeah.
Ako yung, ano ko nga lang yung opposition research ko for this was to watch
opposition
YouTube films.
Opposition research.
Of,
I love it.
Uh-oh. To watch yung YouTube films of like Maricel, of Nora, and Vilma. And then si Jeff kasi ngayon nag-push sa akin na because he can cite, may annotations sa, so napilitan tuloy ako mag-annotate also.
Yeah. I'm still excited as a fan of Nora and Vilma. I'm still excited kung ano pa yung pwedeng gawin ni Maricel sa kanya.
Yes.
Which doesn't mean na wala nang na, dapat isi-chapwera na si Vilma at si Nora dahil marami pa silang ibubuga.
Pwede, oo.
So yeah. Anyway, are we wrapping
bati-bati na kami.
Yeah.
Nag-survive naman.
Yeah.
If you like this episode, send us an email at balutkiki@gmail.com.
Or visit our website.
We'd like to thank Bess Mori, the fifth
yes,
queen.
Yes, thank you, Bess Mori.
Thank you.
It was so much
thank
fun
you having you.
Yes. Oh, and thank you din dun sa mga episodes. Thank yes, you sa mga nagpa-patronize sa atin sa UAE. Maraming salamat po sa nagpa-patronize sa Balutkiki Project. At saka sa Bulgaria. Yan.
So, sa Bahrain, huwag niyo kalimutan.
Okay, this is Best Neil. We love
you. This was so fun.
Bye, Best Jeff, signing off.
Bye.
Bye from New York.
You have just been served. This has been the Balutkiki Project, uniquely Pinoy, unapologetically queer. We are now declaring this project complete.
Bye from Quezon City. Bye.
Happy Sunday, mga besties.
Bye from the down under.
Bye from the beautiful land of...
Yeah.
Lalawigan ng mga bayani, ng mga magandang dilag, at maulan na kooperatiba.
At matitipon ng mga lalaki.
20-20.
150 na ngayon, uy.
At ganun ba?
Inflation.
Inflation. Tsaka kailangan kumita ng mga tao.
Bye, okay. Z's. Bye-bye, stop. Z's. Bye-bye.
Okay, stop. That was 2 hours and 45 minutes. Good luck.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.